from Taiwan. My name is Su Hua Huang. Today I will introduce a new instruction tool, means IWB Interactive Whiteboard. It's very popular in Taiwan. In primary school or in secondary school, a lot of teachers use interactive whiteboard to teach students, and they feel very, very good. So today, I will introduce this new instruction tool. Why is it so popular, and why it's so useful? Okay, so let us see. It's my outline. Abstract introduction, method, results, and discussion, and conclusion. We use interactive whiteboard in mathematics class and teach students statistics and solid diagrams. The first, we can see our abstract. Interactive whiteboard. I will introduce what is interactive whiteboard and how it's used in teach math, teach Chinese, teach English. The second, an innovation comparative learning model. We combine STAD and TGT. What is STAD and what is TGT? I will introduce later. Comparative learning model is very useful in teaching. Primary school students' mathematical class, when we teach statistics and the pie chart and the solid diagram in IWB. A statistical significant difference in learning effects and the motivation of mathematics. Innovation comparative learning model with the IWBs could make great interaction and the best effect of learning between teacher and the students in class. Okay, this is, we can see this picture. This is whiteboard, interactive whiteboard. And there is a computer and there is a projector. So in our class, there are no keyboard or mouse. They just use a pen to write down in whiteboard. And this whiteboard sends message to computer. Computer send a message to projector, and the projector send message to whiteboard. So, teacher, when we use keyboard or a mouse, teacher always use this mouse or keyboard and teach. They feel not very convenient. If they just use a pen to teach and they use whiteboard, they can write down words like they use whiteboard and the computer. They can just use their pen to write down or do something in whiteboard and go everywhere. Because they use PowerPoint, they can just button, they will to next page. So it's very convenient. I have a video to see what is IWB. I have a short video and we can see we can use IWB in many subjects. Okay, sorry, it's in Chinese, so I will explain what it is. First, they can use every color pen or every kind of pen to write down in IWB. You see, he can choose different pens and different color to write down on IWB. And then we can see he will try if he open in PowerPoint. He can use the IWB tool, like pen, like eraser, to do something directly in PowerPoint, and this will save us different format, like .doc Word or .html to his homepage. He can take picture to this screen. They can take picture and save a different format. When they close the PowerPoint, they can show the picture in IWB. Then he will show how to teach mathematics. He can teach students what is triangle or square and different triangles. And if they can like enlarge or and this can turn. He can show different tools to like ruler. They can test how long the triangles. It's very common that it can turn or change its shape. And use dividers. When he teach English, he will teach students what is a farm. And there are many animals, so they can you can see many animals there. So he can put, I just use a pen, a house, or different animals. Cow, butterfly, and a cat. Oh, and a chicken. So when students learn English, they can from interact quite far and they feel very good and very easy. Okay, I think they can take cats or other chicken. They can use bay to learn universal, where is our Earth and the star. So because of time, we just watch this. And this is IWB, Interact Whiteboard, and it is very useful in Taiwan. But we have some questions, because IW is very expensive. Our government spend a lot of money to buy IWB, by projector and by computer to every school. Every school has IW and a lot of equipment. It's a good instruction tool, but they don't have good instruction model. They just tool, but no model. So if school just has very good tool, but no instruction model, it's very waste. So our study, we combine two cooperative model. We develop an innovation teaching model and very good for IWB. We can see my slides. IW can replace the traditional instruction. A great deal of educational resources increase the teacher and the students can interaction in class. And we use the cooperative learning. It's a good, successful teaching strategy in which small teams, each with students of different level ability, use the different learning activities to improve their understanding of subject. Okay, our purpose. The impact of using the innovative cooperative learning model with the IW on students' achievement, and the impact of using the innovative cooperative learning model with the IW on students' learning motivation. Our study is in a medium-sized primary school in Taipei City, Taiwan, and over 6 grad students. There are 6 students. In experimental group, we use IWB, and in control group, we use overhead projector device and the same teacher. We can see the experiment design. Course experiment experimental research method, and we have pre-test and post-test. The experiment spent 1 month. Both use cooperative learning. And just different is experimental group use IW, and the control group use an overhead projector. Okay. This is experimental group, and this is control group. Every group, we separate six groups, and the students sit here. In experimental group, there are IW there. And the control group, we just use the projector, like this. It's just this different, but after 1 month, we can find a lot of difference. The result tool is achievement test of statistics of in primary school. Achievement test of solid diagram in primary school, and you see the motivation. Next, we will see we use innovative cooperative learning model. We combine two cooperative learning models. One is students team achievement divisions and team games tournaments. We combine these two models together. So the procedure is heterogeneous grouping and the class presentation. Teacher presentation, and we use quiz, group discussion, academic game or treatment, and the group commendation. I explain why teacher want to understand the students' computing skill. They use quiz. But when teacher want to understand how students solve their problem, they don't use quiz, they use discussion or a demo game. This is different. But we can see the result of the, The first one is learning achievement, statistic and the pie chart. We can see no significant difference in the pre-test, but in the post-test, there are significant difference. Why that significant? Because we have some interviewing students and teacher there use the diary in every class. We can find the convenience and the flexibility of the IW help students to learn easily. Students could choose the chart like pie chart, bar chart, and the line graphs more convenient on IWB. Experimental group students more enjoy to share their solutions. Students could see the process and the strategy of solution clearly and think over the different solution on IWB. Students would get same generation compliments and add their own confidence. They are why they have different significant difference. This is sort diagrams. It's also no significant difference in pre-test, but they are significant in post, different in post-test. And we will explain why. Students could use multi-resources, like ruler, compasses on the IWB, and the 3D pattern could also be used. IWB can copy and paste object very easy, and the students can use this. The presentation on IWB stimulated visual image and help students to remember. IWB can save the solutions after students showed it. Next, we'll discuss the learning motivation. Okay, learning motivations include three parts: value, expectation, and emotion, and we have total. There are no significant difference in pre-test, but the post-test we can see the value, expectation, and the total, we have significant difference. just emotions, there are no significant difference. Students can acquire oral contents, help others to answer mathematical questions, and explain their own opinions in front of whole classmates. However, there were no significant difference in this part between using the IW or not. In this part, value, we also separate three parts. Intrinsic goal orientation, extrinsic goal orientation, and the test value. What is intrinsic goal orientation? Means students like to learn new ideas and curious concepts, and they would try their best. Extrinsic goal orientation means students learn something hard in order to avoid criticism in the brain or obtain reward and praise from teacher or other students. Test value means the feelings, like cheerful, free, and easy, of students when they attend the math classes. And we can say there are no significant difference in the pretest, but the intrinsic goal orientation and the test value will have significant difference. Okay, the last one, we can see our conclusion. IW was more effective for learner comprehension, retention, and the learning motivation than the overhead projector. We can see the significant difference. Project screen and the traditional blackboard instruction. Students processed correct perception when the teacher explained and discussed the nation through strict constructionism instruction on the IWB. Okay, I would say IWB is a very good instruction tool, but how to use it is more important. So we have this study. We study IWB in mathematics class, and we very happy to find a lot of significant difference in our study. It's my presentation. Thank you so much. And any questions?
The only teacher use the IW.
B?
Teachers use it? The students don't?
I'm the teacher. I'm not the teacher use IW. I'm the bachelor student now, and the teacher is my classmate. He used that, but I go to the class and see.
Do students use the IWE?
Yeah, sure. Students use IWE to solve the questions. When students ask the questions and ask students how to solve this problem, students come here and write down. Oh. And now it's a multi-touched IWE. It means two students can also use the IWB together. It's very, you see Windows 7 is a multi-touch. It's very good, and it's used in Taiwan now.
So what was the interactive whiteboard software? Was that Active Studio, or what was that? Do you use a variety of different ones? Are you using the interactive software? Do you remember what that
from
was?
From the media.
From the video,
when they pulled up the pens and they were drawing, what was that software?
Oh, the software is combined IWB.
With the board.
Yeah,
it looks like Active Studio.
Yes, if you buy the IWB, it combines a lot of tools. But if you want more tools, you can go to the website on the IWB. You can download a lot of tools to use. Yeah.
The teachers who were using the IWB, how much experience that they had with IWBs before this, and equally the teachers that were using the overhead projector, would have they normally used an overhead projector? Did they have much experience teaching with an overhead projector before this?
The teacher is very young. It's a very young, and before he used IWB, he used the projector. He used either half a year to use IWB, and he found it very good. But his classmates, the other class, don't have IWB. Because when we have this study, there are only just two IWBs in their school, and she's luckily can use IWB in his class, but the other class just use the projector and the this.
So they just had a projector, not an IWB, just a normal projector.
No, just the projector.
And they had used that for a long time?
For a long time.
The teacher in the other classroom had used the projector for a long time beforehand?
Yes, projector is used. The two classes is the same teacher. He teach this, this month, he teach this class and the other class because it's, it's study, it's for our study. And I think every class in Taiwan have project and this, yes. Okay.
So in the other class, the students had to go to the computer if they want to interact, or they just couldn't interact at all?
They use computer and the projector.
But it wasn't as hands-on, is that what you're saying? In the IWB, it's more hands-on, as so they're learning better. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.